Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 29th. You'll be interested to know, 180 years ago, today in 1845, Texas joined the United States through a formal annexation that brought its republic into the Union after years of independent nation building. That milestone expanded American territory, opened new economic opportunities, and shaped the nation's growth and political landscape as it absorbed a proud frontier community. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, light rain is likely, and it feels like 35 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:19, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for some rain and patchy fog early today, with cloudy skies and a high near 50, accompanied by a gentle south wind at 7 to 13 mile per hour, gusting up to 23 mile per hour. Tonight, expect a slight chance of rain showers before 7 p.m., turning partly cloudy, with a low around 24, and a brisk west wind at 14 to 20 mile per hour, gusting as high as 33 mile per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 12:15, with a high tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 28 and a west wind of 15 to 21 miles per hour, gusting as high as 36. Wednesday turns mostly cloudy with highs near 35 and breezy gusts into the mid-20s. Then New Year's Day will be mostly sunny with a high near 27 and only light west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts Parole Board is facing backlash after releasing 39 convicted murderers who recently became eligible for parole following a January 2024 court ruling. The Supreme Judicial Court decided that adults convicted of crimes while under 21 cannot receive life sentences without parole. Citing scientific evidence and legal standards, the justices noted that emerging adults lack fully developed brains and cannot perform adult responsibilities like carrying firearms or buying alcohol. Local district attorneys have expressed concerns, stating the release may disregard the suffering of victims' families and could impact public safety. The board has denied parole to 12 inmates and has many more decisions pending. Now on to sports. The San Francisco 49ers held on to beat the Chicago Bears 42-38 in a thrilling game on Sunday Night Football. The Bears had a chance to win the game on the final play from the 2-yard line, but Caleb Williams' throw into the end zone fell incomplete. Brock Purdy had another massive game, throwing for 303 yards and accounting for 5 total touchdowns, while Christian McCaffrey recorded 181 scrimmage yards and added a touchdown. Williams was impressive in the loss, throwing for 330 yards and 2 touchdowns. The 49ers remain in a wild card spot in the standings, but can claim the NFC West title and the number one overall seed in the conference with a win at home against the Seattle Seahawks next week. Chicago's loss eliminates it from contention for the number one seed, locking the Bears into either the number two or three seed. In local sports, The New England Patriots are back atop the AFC East for the first time since 2019, clinching their first divisional crown since the Tom Brady era with a dominant 42-10 victory over the Jets. The Patriots, with a record of 13 wins and 3 losses, secured their position after the Bills fell to the Eagles, leaving Buffalo at 11 wins and 5 losses. With one regular season game remaining against the Dolphins, the Pats aim for the number one seed in the AFC while needing the Broncos to lose to the Chargers. A win would grant New England home field advantage in the playoffs, along with a first-round bye, crucial for a banged-up roster. In top news, a gastroenterologist says that a popular food is wreaking havoc on your gut. Maintaining a healthy gut is crucial for overall health and avoiding gastrointestinal issues. Experts suggest limiting highly processed and sugary drinks, such as soda and energy drinks, as they damage the gut lining. Pradhi Madiba, MD, explains that this damage can lead to leaky gut, which is linked to various health complications. Lena Vakovic, MS, adds that such drinks promote harmful gut bacteria. To protect gut health, limit candy, baked goods, fruit juice, alcohol, spicy foods, and excessive caffeine. In business news, the FBI has deployed additional personnel and investigative resources to Minnesota to dismantle large-scale fraud schemes exploiting federal programs, Director Kash Patel stated on social media. Patel noted the agency already dismantled a $250,000 fraud scheme that stole federal food aid meant for vulnerable children during the COVID pandemic, leading to 78 indictments and 57 convictions. He believes this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. Federal prosecutors estimate as much as $9 billion has been stolen across schemes linked to the state's Somalia population. Patel is aware of a daycare center in Minneapolis that received $4 million despite reportedly having no enrolled children. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at $89,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $1.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. China's rocket startup, Landspace, is aiming to become China's equivalent of SpaceX. Recently, Landspace became the first Chinese company to conduct a reusable rocket test, raising eyebrows in the industry. Despite the failure of the Zhuge-3 rocket test, the initiative is invigorating China's space sector, traditionally dominated by state-owned entities. Landspace's focus on providing a low-cost launch option is critical to China's plans for building up 10,000 satellite constellations in upcoming decades. As Landspace prepares for another launch, it draws inspiration from SpaceX's innovative approach to reusability and rapid iteration. And in entertainment news, James Cameron's hi-fi threequel Avatar, Fire and Ash, comfortably topped the domestic box office over the Christmas stretch. The film added a solid $64 million over the traditional weekend and $88 million since Christmas. Avatar: Fire and Ash has generated $217.7 million in North America and $760 million worldwide after two weekends. A24's Marty Supreme debuted with $17.4 million over the weekend and $27.1 million through the four-day holiday frame. Disney's Zootopia 2 remains strong, outpacing newcomers with $20 million over the weekend. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, Barbara Tuchman. And she said, "Books are the carriers of civilization. Without books, history is silent, literature dumb, science crippled, thought and speculation at a standstill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.